So when you're ready, you can just gently your eye. So adjust your posture. So check your eyes, check your face. It should be relaxed. Once you feel is anything, any portions is tight, release a bit. Like your eye, sometimes we tendency too tight on our eye. Then put on a small Mona Lisa smile. That will help us to release relax our face. Check our head, not too high, too low. So best thing is to level our chin. Then we can open up our shoulder blades. Yeah, open up our chest, and that will straighten out our back. Then your hand can be put on palm facing up down. You can even do chin mudra if you would like to. And then now, what I want you to do is to make a decision not to move once you adjusted your posture. Then, what I want you to check is that checking your environment, any sounds that you can detect. If you are inside a room or inside your house, do check, is there any thing that you can find that which have sound? Then glue your mind to that sound. So for myself, it's the fans that having the sound. So I will glue my mind to the sound of the fan. Then we do 10 count of breath sound that we go to. Now we are going to enter to level one. The sound of my heart is more quiet than the sound of my fan. Now please try to listen to your heartbeat or feel your heartbeat. This is the first level. Now we're going to enter to level two, which is inside my heart, because my heart is more quiet. So please go inside your hearts, like I am in a small room, and the heart wall is beating around me. More quiet. This is the second level. Now we are going to enter to level three. Go deeper into the center of my heart. Deeper, deeper, and deeper. And now the sound of my heartbeat seems far away. This is the third level. Now we are going to the next level, which is level four. Now, even more quiet, deep inside my heart, there is a small single grain of sugar crystal. Very, very tiny. And I am going to go inside this sugar crystal. After I get into this tiny, small sugar crystal, it is not clouded. Lot of sunlight inside. You are like inside a room. Lot of sunlight. The sound is completely quiet. You cannot hear the heart beating. This is the fourth level. But if I stay in such a small space, my mind will be tight. Now I'm going up to the fifth level. This is the world beyond our physical things. Now our mind will be starting to expand. So I imagine the whole Pacific Ocean is inside the sugar crystal. So imagine your mind vast like oceans. You can pretend you drop a small pebble in the middle of the oceans. And then you imagine the ripple spreading out. And you can follow the ripple. So your mind going on and on, left and right, keep expanding, expanding, expanding without no ending. You feel very calm. The water is very peaceful and is very, very big. Your mind is expanding. This is level five. But that ocean is still too small. Ocean was only going out to the left and to the right. So imagine now your mind is like a light. We are going to level six. Your mind is like a turning on light bulb. And when I count to three, on the light of your mind, and they will fly in all directions. So get ready to turn on your light bulb. One, two, three. Light go out from the middle of your mind. The thoughts go out all directions, further and further and further. The thoughts send out to the sky, to the edge of the atmosphere, and beyond past the sun, and to many worlds without any physical blocking it. So just imagine your mind have the power to go to the space. Your mind can easily imagine the age of the whole universe. This is level six. Now we are going to the level seven. At this level, let us try to stop the mind. Just make the mind completely silent. If any thoughts calm. For example, I feel cold. I wonder what I'm going to do after this class or what I plan for tomorrow. All these thoughts, when come in, what you need to do is just turn it off. When you turn it off, thoughts, the mind is completely silent. But fighting to stop my thought, struggling to stop my thoughts, it also makes some noise. So now I want to go even more quiet in my mind where I can stop my thoughts and it is very quiet. So now we will proceed to level 8. If the mind is quiet, if the mind is not thinking about things, then just relax and don't fight. But if thoughts come, then let them flow over my mind without thinking about them. So if any thoughts that come over, don't stop them. And don't follow them. Just let them go. Stay quiet. Okay, here we go. Prepare this. Just let your thought go. Let them flow through. And don't follow your thoughts. This is level 8. Now we are going to level 9, which is the rear contemplations. Choose the most important thing in our life, which is our teachers. Pick one of your favorite teachers that you really admire, that they help you a lot. Could be parents, school teachers, or someone taught you in your jobs. Could be a spiritual teachers that are teaching you in your temple or in your church. Could be historical teachers like Jesus. Could be a beautiful teachers that you feel you're going to meet, but you have didn't meet them yet. So bring the teachers in front of you, and you are going to do contemplates together. Their eyes are open, your eyes are closed, but you still can see the face of your teachers. The teachers are looking at of love and affections. You are very happy that you are contemplating. They are not like a real person who's sitting in front of you. You can feel their warmth of their body. You can smell their sweet breath. Just enjoy being together with your teachers. And now let's think of one good quality that your teachers have. Something you admire, this good quality. Maybe your teachers like to help other people, or any quality that you can think of. Take a moment to choose this quality. And then you can take a trip tour to your past or even past life. Because my teacher is like a pen coming from me, coming from the seeds in my mind. So many years ago, I must be planting so many good seeds. If I see my teacher helpful to others, people, it's because in my past, I'm also very helpful to other people. So you can do this practice when you sit with your teachers. Okay, now